Sunday the 12th of August 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Unlocking the Letter. Sermon title, Joy Not Grumbling. Bible reading, Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 5 and going through to the first part of verse 16. And the talk is by Darrell Williams.
Good morning, everyone. This morning's reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 15, and you'll find it on page 830 if you wish to follow it in the Pew Bible. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. It's me again. Two thoughts about that competition this morning. First of all, didn't exactly go the way I envisioned. I kind of had this idea that it would all be all kind of really just all well organised and I'd have a nice, clean kind of negotiating process. But isn't life like that sometimes? Sometimes we have these amazing plans and these great ideas, but life sometimes just gets a bit chaotic no matter how hard we try. But, you know, the other amazing thing about that was, despite telling everybody it was a competition, all three puzzles were completed. Everybody actually worked together, and they actually all completed their puzzle almost together, which I thought was actually kind of unexpected. I thought maybe we might get one done, and we actually had all of them done. Right, anyway, let's go over a bit. So, it's amazing that when we look at this morning's passage, to consider that it was written by someone who was in prison at the time of its writing. I think most of us would not think of being in prison as a situation that we could be particularly pleased about. Yet, despite Paul's difficult circumstances, he writes about joy. How can someone facing such difficulties seem so content? As I was looking through the sermon series notes that we are sent to help guide our writing, there was something that really stood out to me. There was a note that said, there is a feeling amongst some that in 2018 that we are being more programmed for discontent. I think there is truth to this. We often talk about living in the throwaway society where we are constantly being sold the latest in technical advances and newest gadgets. There is always some consumer trend, and it is in some ways amusing when I think about it, when I consider mobile phones as an example. My first mobile phone was what people used to refer to as a brick phone because of its size. It was long, it was tall, it had an aerial sticking out the top. As technology advanced, the trend of the day was to then make the phones smaller and smaller and smaller. I remember walking around with one of the latest phones at the time, which was one of these kind of trendy flip phones, and it kind of looked like a small egg. But then come along the smartphone. And the thing about smartphones is they've become bigger and bigger and bigger. It is a complete reversal of the desire to have the smallest phone possible. And the trend now seems to be larger because we want bigger screens and decent battery life. You can almost imagine the reaction of someone whose job it is to make batteries, being told one day, you know, you need to make this phone really small, make the battery really small, and then they're kind of designing and working on it. And then someone comes in the following day to say, actually, change your plan, you need to make it really, really big, and sort of the frustration that ensues. I have to admit that I do love gadgets, and I often take an interest in the newest devices. However, one thing I can say is that I have had my current phone for nearly 4 years. When working out the costs, it was cheaper to get a SIM-only deal and buy my phone direct. It has been by far the best mobile phone that I've ever owned. And the standard cycle is generally to replace a phone every 1 to 2 years. The thing is, in that time, I've not seen any new advances that really convinced me that an upgrade was necessary. I'm content with my phone, and it does everything I need it to do. I can listen to music, play games, watch videos, check emails, view social media, take decent photos, it's got lots of memory. It might be starting to wear out a little bit, and I might need to start thinking about replacing it soon. But at least I know that when I finally do replace it, it has had a really good run. It is far too easy to get caught up in the ways of the world instead of making our own decisions. If I'd stayed on that mobile phone contract, I probably would have replaced my phone after the 2 years, and I'd have spent hundreds more on unnecessary monthly bills. It is important as Christians that we follow God's ways and His word. If we follow Christ, we will be content. If we follow the ways of the world, it can prove costly and we will not be satisfied. Paul tells us in the amazing verses this morning that we should shine like stars. He reminds us the ways of the world are not our ways. The world often creates its own set of values which are different and can come into conflict with the values which are taught by Christ. As I continued to look through the notes that was provided for me, there were three really important themes that stood out. One, guard your heart. Two, joy not grumbling for the sake of the church. And three, joy not grumbling for the sake of the world. There are a number of popular reality TV shows, and I have watched the occasional show myself from time to time. I do, however, have difficulty with those that seem to be all about offering instant fame. The music talent shows would be, for me, the best example. There are many talented musicians who have worked hard in their industry over many years before enjoying a successful chart hit and finally becoming recognised. The reality show is much like so many things we are sold these days. Is about having everything we want in an instant. If we're not careful, we can get pulled into the ways of the world, which can leave us feeling unsatisfied. There is nothing wrong with buying a new TV, tablet, phone, or electronic device, as long as you're careful with your money and you can afford to do so. However, if you've ever watched any of these big technical events, which are usually streamed over the internet, And yes, I have watched a few of them. I do like my technology. But I have to say, one of the things I've noticed about these things is they tend to be pitched like a religious experience. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever seen any of these things? Someone will walk onto this stage. It will be really clean. It will be really minimalistic. And then announcements will be made, the newest version of a phone camera. and it will have maybe 2 megapixels more than the last. And then you see this excitement in the audience, and people are clapping and cheering. This is then usually followed by a video, and someone speaking very softly talks about the design of the phone. And whilst it's probably a brilliant technical innovation, they're basically talking about thinner glass or a bigger battery or smaller battery or whatever. Whilst these things are nice to have, and whilst some of these devices have transformed the way we live our lives, we need to remember that true joy can only ever come from God. Paul knew this, and this was why he could sit in prison and write about joy in such a personal way to the church. Paul had a personal relationship with Christ, and no matter how challenging or difficult life can be, nothing was ever going to separate Paul from that love of Jesus. If we accept God into our lives, nothing can interrupt this, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Life can be hard work. If we're not careful, we can get pushed in the wrong direction, in our relationships, at work, and within our church family. We need to guard our hearts and ensure that God is above all things. The purpose of the puzzle challenge this morning was to get people working together as a team. Paul is concerned for the unity of the church in this letter. We need to be careful that we do not bring the ways of the world into our church, but for each and every one of us to work for the unity of the church and to bring the ways of the church into the world. Church should be a place that we come together as a community, a place to learn and grow, to pray for each other and to be guided by Scripture. It is a place to encourage each other as we come together to worship the risen Lord. Jesus who defeated sin upon the cross, rose to new life. Here we can experience the kingdom and know the joy of the kingdom. We are all disciples of Christ, and we can share the good news of the gospel with all we meet. It is important to remember the church is not a building, but a holy community. The church building project, for example, is not about shiny new floors and improved facilities. It is about being better equipped to service the needs of Chaddle Heath. The church building project, the new hall, these are essential tools that allow us to come together as a church family to worship and pray, but also to reach out to our neighbours. The world needs a strong church. The world may not realise it, but it needs a strong church. If we are disunified as a church, then how can we hope to attract anyone into our services? If we do not live the Gospels in our own church, then there is little chance we will demonstrate them to our community. We need to let our light shine at church in prayerful support of each other, and then we are better equipped to face the challenges that life can bring. I think being asked to have joy and not grumble is in many ways a difficult thing to do. When times are tough, I can struggle. I can feel stressed and have anxiety. And I'm probably not walking around giving the impression of being someone who is full of joy. However, today's amazing passage gives me encouragement and to be more joyful, to be more hopeful, and to be more content, even when things might not be going as well as I might like them to be. As Paul knew well, even when writing from prison, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, and that is truly something we can all be joyful about. Amen.